From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. For the seventh year now, singer-songwriter Brett Denon is returning with his Lift series. He's traveling to his favorite ski towns in the Mountain West for some unforgettable performances. Now, the tour is about more than just good music, as Denon works to bring a spotlight to the conservation issues facing our world today and ways that we can all help to make a change. So joining us now to talk more is the musician himself, Brett Denon. Brett, welcome to the program, and you're coming to Idaho this coming week.
I am, because I love Idaho, and because I've been coming, I've been coming to Boise or in the area every winter now, it seems like, for a while.
With that said, you've been visiting ski towns as part of this series for the last 7 years. What was it that that inspired you to want to take time and visit these communities in particular?
Well, it started out with just the idea of wanting to play mountain towns in the winter so that I could ski, so I could play a show and ski and not and get to travel for fun while I work. But you know, I think that's been eclipsed by the fact that I just love going and playing music for ski mountain town people who live near a ski resort. There's something about it, and I haven't really put my finger on it, but I used to always, and people would always say to me, you know, what is your favorite place to play, you know, the whole world? And I would always say Colorado. And I don't know why. I would just say, oh, because, I don't know, the people there are so great. But then I realized it's not just Colorado. It's other places where people are surrounded by mountains. And so that extends to Montana, to Boise, wherever. I mean, it's people that have committed to living close to that, whether or not they grew up there and they just thrive on the mountain energy, or whether it's like all the California transplants who want to get out of the big cities or get out of the whatever's holding them back, they feel, and move to some place that's beautiful and open where people are thriving off of the mountain energy. I don't know. People understand how special it is where they live, and they love their community, and they love the mountain, and they love the stoke, and they love winter, and I just want to be around that.
And talk a little bit about how this tour really merges not just music, but the environment. In particular, when it comes to the future of these ski towns that you're visiting, I mean, because, you know, they're impacted by climate change, right? So can you talk to us a little bit about that and how this all came to be as well?
Yeah, well, it came from the idea of wanting to just celebrate the mountain town or the mountain town people. You know, I spend a lot of time in the mountains myself in California. When you live in the mountains, you know that you just, climate change affects you first and foremost because you're the center of the precipitation. And you notice when winters are lighter or when rains are heavy or when winters are crazy. And you're like, oh, okay, something's happening here. It's not as consistent as it used to be. People in other places might not feel it because they're not paying as much attention to the flow of nature. And I just think, going back to the mountain town people, I just think that people who spend time and choose to dedicate their life to the mountains, I think it fosters some kind of a stewardship. I think that's just common with everybody. Whatever they believe in, politically, religiously, wherever they stand on any issue, I just think they all understand that they want to nurture and celebrate nature. And there's a stewardship that comes out of that. So I want to be a part of that. And most mountains have forests. And forests are, to me, are the single most important thing that we need to protect. We need to have forests and grasslands and public lands that we just keep wild to regulate and balance the energy of our planet. And so I want to be aligned with that. It's something I talk about. It's the spirit of the whole event. Sometimes we bring nonprofits along with us. Sometimes we sponsor a nonprofit. it's meant to not only just be a concert, but an event that's in support of that, like just kindling some kind of environmental stewardship and celebration of nature.
So Brett, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. Really appreciate your time today.
I appreciate your time too. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We've been talking with musician Brett Denon, who will be performing at the Argus Performing Arts Center in Ketchum on February 8th as part of the Sun Valley Museum of Art Singer-Songwriter Salon Series. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.